The Mind Aware, 831.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. I am Dana Wild, and you are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. That's what we do here. And I know you get this, right? You want to feel good every day. You want to stay in that happy vortex. And you know how you do it? You get the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can check it out at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. So today we are going to hear from a direct seller. It looks like it's an in-home party business. I'm going to read what came in. By the way, you can get your question answered anytime by going to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. So here's what she writes. She said, I understand that there are peaks and valleys with any independent consultant business. But I get depressed and I tend to lose my momentum before I start. Successes seem so random. I have a lack of consistency with party success. I have hosts that don't try, parties that flop despite my efforts to make them successful. And I just want to be consistent and feel the positive results of my efforts. So, very good explanation of where you're at, and I appreciate you writing in. And I know we have a lot of people in the direct sales industry and party plan. And frankly, this could apply to any business. You'll see what I mean when I get into this a little bit here. Because I get something like this and it comes through and I think to myself, what do I say? You know, you've obviously been listening to the podcast before because you knew to go fill out the form and so you must know about the reticular activating system. You've heard me talk about that on the podcast. It's like the little matchmaker that lives in your head. And it spends all day, every day, listening to what you're thinking about and what you're talking about. And it's matching it up. So your outside world matches your inside world. And yet you wrote this. You still wrote. So I know that you know about how the brain works and all of that good stuff. So I asked myself, well, what do I say? So I was thinking about this and I remembered a little story and it came to my mind. So I thought, you know, I remembered this for a reason. So I must be meant to talk about this on the podcast. When I was in direct sales, there was this group session that involved a lot of different leaders and people. I gave an answer to someone who asked a question and it made me kind of semi-famous in the company. I'm kind of half-joking here. But I'm going to do my best to relay this story. It was a question and answer, and somebody asked a question. They basically said they were really upset because they were spending so much money and gas to go to the parties. And then if the party wasn't successful, it was really bringing them down because they spent money on gas and they hadn't gone to the party. And so I had been answering questions for a long time, and so maybe this wasn't 100% the best answer I could have given, but the answer I gave became really, like I said, quite famous. And the answer I gave was, well, then quit. Either quit or do another party. Like, those are really your two choices. Quit or do another party. If you show up to a party and three people are there and you get frustrated, then quit or do another party. If you get to a party and no one has ordered, then quit or do another party. If you book a party and the host cancels, then quit or do another party. This is really the choice all of us are faced with. Like, are we going to dwell on these little setbacks or not? Are we going to move forward or not? Because if we're going to move forward, then complaining doesn't really serve anybody one iota. There is zero benefit that comes from complaining or focusing on the things that are going right. Nothing comes from it. Nothing good comes from it. Zero benefit from complaining. I really can't say that enough. It doesn't matter if you only had three people at your party, or if no one ordered, or if halls canceled, or if you spent a lot on gas. None of that matters. None of that's going to, talking about it, thinking about it, none of that's going to propel your business forward. So either quit your business or buck up, little camper, and move forward and focus on the good things that are going on. And so this was the response I gave. And so people immediately started writing up the transcripts and sending it, you know, to their team members and writing it up and all of this stuff. And I was trying to explain at the time, imagine a dentist. You know, she's gone to college. She's got, I mean, I think dentists go for 7 years, don't they? They've got to spend 7 years. They put their placard outside. And imagine her first day of business or her 10th day of business or her 50th day of business. She goes, man, a lot of people book appointments and cancel. Maybe this dentistry thing isn't such a hot thing after all. Like, it would never happen, right? There's no dentist who's put in 7 years of becoming good at their craft and spent all that money and all that time and all that investment following their passion, who's going to say, oh man, I got a few cancellations. I'm going to complain about it for a long time now, right? Because they see the bigger picture. They see that this is their bigger picture of their business, the thing that's driven them. And so this is the work. This is the real work. And we like to call it in our sandbox the play, right? Because this is the work that nobody tells you about. This is the thing where people are giving you, all these experts are giving you these long lists of, like, this is what it means to build a business. Here's the forms you should fill out, and here's the tax ID you need, and here's the way that you develop a free offer, or you close a sale, or you build a funnel, or you build a website. I mean, they give you all these how-to things, but what nobody tells you is the thing I'm talking about here, this is the real work, the real play. And we call it play because we want to make it play. If you want to be successful, you must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. Your brain matches whatever you're talking about. Whatever you're talking about, you complain, it matches your complaining. Talk about the current situation in a way that feels good, and it matches that too. Keyword, current situation. So I'm not saying you have to lie about your business. You don't have to lie. You can talk about the current situation. I just spent a lot of money on gas going to a party, and nobody bought anything. And it wasn't my happiest moment, but I like that I had a good conversation with the host, and maybe there's some potential for something else in the future. And I love that I got to share my business with someone who actually cared enough to book a party, and that felt good, right? You might remember that word but and how powerful it is. Your brain doesn't hear anything that comes before the word but. So if you say, I had a party cancel, but I feel like I'm getting better momentum now, your brain only hears the second half of that sentence. So how can you talk about the current situation in a way that feels good? Because the reality is, anyone can look at babies and puppies and feel good, right? It takes a real brain trainer. Like, this is what brain training's for. This is what it's for, is these situations. How can I talk about the current situation in a way that feels good? How can I say that things aren't going my way, but I'm still hopeful? And that's how you do it. Things aren't going my way. I've had a really bad run of it here for a little while, but I'm open and hopeful. I'd like that about me. I like that I understand the brain, and I'd like that I'm open and hopeful. I've had a few cancellations. I've had a few low parties, but I love that that's in the past now and the future looks brighter. I love the idea that I can move forward with my best thought and talk about the current situation in a way that feels good and get better results. I'm already starting to feel better. It feels so good to talk about my life and my business this way rather than that complaining way. I can't believe I did that for so long. I'm so over that now. That is such a feel bad. I want to feel good. I have every bone in my body wants to feel good, and I want to feel good about my business. And I started this business because I believed in what I was doing, and I'm excited about the vision, and I'm excited about the potential and the possibility, and I'm open to all of the things that are coming my way. And I love that I don't even have to think about that other stuff. Like, really, all of that stuff, every little thing that goes wrong from here on out is just like blip, blip, blip. I don't even see it. It's like such a little tiny itty bitty bump in the road. It's like it's a pebble and I didn't even notice it. And I'm so focused on where I'm going. I'm so focused on my vision. I'm so focused on what I want. If it happened yesterday, unless it was something awesome, I don't remember it. But all the awesome stuff I remember. And I remember today all the good things that are going right. And I love my business and I love what I'm doing. And it's so easy to talk about it in a fun, feel good way because there's so much to feel good about. I can just as easily make a list of all the stuff that's awesome in my business and watch me do it right now. I'm going to just sit here and list all the things I love about my business because it's that easy to train my brain. Okay, now what? I've been doing this for 60 seconds and can't you feel the emotional momentum of that? Now go out and book a party. Right? Try the difference between complaining for 60 seconds and booking a party or speaking like I just did there, that positive rant, that feel-good rant, that forward-thinking rant, thinking the thoughts intentionally about the potential and the hope and the vision and the future, and then take action from that place. Yeah, that's how we do it. Anybody can think about babies and puppies and kittens and be happy, but you're a real brain trainer. You took the time to write in and ask this question, and so you know what to do. It's time to start playing right now. We've totally got this.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around, a watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.